The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
1653 or researchuc.com.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Crow Show. It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to this hour of the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get to do things together, talk about stuff, learn about stuff. But not just that. I've often said, let's get informed and then get involved. Find positive, life-affirming ways to make a difference. And this is one of those hours. This is a chance for you to learn something about an area of the world that's so troubled, so hurting, so broken, but certainly not in the news as it ought to be. And then we're going to give you a chance to step into the sorrow and the pain and the brokenness and bring some healing. The power of the gospel. I'm talking about Heart for Lebanon and the troubled region of Syria, the long-standing Syrian war that is ongoing, and so much more that my guests are going to be able to give us as information today. Jack Hibbard with us. He is on the board of directors of Heart for Lebanon. And we're really honored to have the co-founder of this great ministry, Tom Adama, here with us. He is CEO of that organization, but also, as we just said, co-founder as well. So first, Tom, welcome. It's an honor to have you here.
Well, it's an honor to be with you and your audience this afternoon. Thanks for the warm welcome.
Well, we visited together by phone, but it's nice to have you face-to-face.
Absolutely.
And Jack, thank you for arranging this and coming back to give us a chance to team up with Heart for Lebanon.
Don, it's always great to be with you. And I got to tell you, I could not be more excited of what God's doing in Lebanon. We've got some great things that we need to share with the people today.
We talked about it before we came in the studios a bit ago. Sadly, and it's the nature of the news, whatever's happening at the moment, whether it's like Mr. Trump, President Trump, and North Korea now, obviously getting full coverage. But a lot of these major stories that have been around for years, sadly, quickly get pushed off the page, front page, maybe never even ending up on page 13. So take us to Lebanon and to Syria. Give us the history, if you will, of that longstanding war, if you would. How it all started, Tom. You told me something I had no idea how it was triggered and how long it's been going on.
Well, in March of 2019, the war started its eighth year.
Wow.
So a civil war has been going on for 8 years, and it all started because 12 young men, teenagers, wrote graffiti on a wall, and Assad said, I will not tolerate that, and started clamping down on them. And remember back then, 8 years ago, that was the Arab Spring that was taking place, and it just spread like wildfire. And now today, some 28 million displaced people from the country of Syria. Who knows how many millions are dead, and the country will never be the same again. In fact, the UN tells us that if the war stopped today, which we know it will not because it's still going on, it hasn't ended, but if it did stop today, it would take anywhere from 40 to 50 years to put Syria back together again. The country is broke. And I don't think there's any country in the world that I'm aware of that has the want to fix it. I really don't think so. And I'm not just saying that for hype. I don't understand why people would want to fix a sandbox. And you've seen pictures of Aleppo. You've seen pictures of the other towns in Syria. They're nothing but rubble. And in the midst of that rubble, in the midst of this crisis, God hasn't given up on the people of Syria. God never wastes a crisis. Never. Never has and never will. This is our moment in history for the Christians to make a difference. In fact, I like to say this is our Esther moment for my generation. This is our opportunity to make a difference. We can look at it and wring our hands and go, oh, well, that's a mess. It's always been a mess. Always will be a mess. It's not in the news. Forget it. I don't care. But people died for those people just as much as he died for you and I, Don. He gave his life for them. At the foot of the cross, everybody becomes equal. And the radical groups are stepping into the gap and filling the gap. And I can tell you more stories than we have time for on how they're doing that. And I think for the Christian, that's unacceptable. Because we're going to fight radicalism one way or another. And I'd rather fight it with winning people to Jesus
Christ.
Amen
to that.
Discipling them, yes. Building an indigenous mission force to go back into their own country or wherever God sends them around the world. And we have an opportunity to be part of it today. Well, the fields are, I know what my Bible says. Mm-hmm. I'm ordained. My ordination council will come unglued when I say that the fields are not white unto harvest. They're bleached and the fruit is dropping.
Wow.
And if we don't pick it up, the radical groups already are.
Take this moment before the first break, if you would, Jack, to tell us how we can get involved. Very practically, very easily, there are ways right now folks listening can do something as opposed to just feeling badly about it.
Yes, so Heart for Lebanon has the opportunity to serve 2,000 families a month of the 2 million refugees that are in the country of Lebanon. We'll talk more about how they got there, but here's our opportunity today for just 98 cents a day. 98 cents a day, $29 a month. We get to provide Christian education. We do that through our Hope Centers. We do that through our Hope Educational Fund Truck, which rolls into the refugee tent settlements. We get to provide food in monthly food portions for these refugee tent settlements, these refugees who have nothing, absolutely nothing, and the very essentials for survival. Don, we talked about this prior to coming on the air. You saw some video of terrible floods that happened
this past year.
So imagine tents floating. I mean, that's what we had just a few weeks ago. So Heart for Lebanon has the opportunity to minister to these families, but we can only do it with your help. $29 a month is going to help provide Christian education, food, and the essentials for survival for a refugee family of six for an entire year. And it's as simple as a phone call or going to the website today.
The number to call is 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222. One more time, 888-249-5222. Online, WAVA.com. You will see a Heart for Lebanon banner. Click on that. You can give that way as well. But again, that number, we need to really get out of the chute this first hour with a good, strong response. Would you help us? $29 a month will provide, think of it, Christian education, food, essentials for survival for a refugee family, not of one, but of six, a family of six. And as Jack just said, that's 98 cents a day. 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222. Online, WAVA.com. Stay with us. We have a lot more to share.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Gofran and Khalid are refugee brothers, orphaned when their father was killed and their mother abandoned them during the Syrian war. Now they live in a farmer's field in Lebanon with dirt and disease everywhere. But every other week, when Heart for Lebanon's Hope on Wheels educational fun truck shows up, they're usually right on the front row, singing worship songs and reciting Bible verses. In the middle of despair, Gofran and Khalid are finding hope in Jesus. But this only happens as you give. $29 a month will bring Christian education, food, and survival essentials to boys like this and their family. Call 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222 or give online at WAVA.com. For just 98 cents a day, you can help a refugee family of six for an entire year. Click the Heart for Lebanon banner at WAVA.com or call 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sight and Sound Theaters presents the biblical stage adventure, Returning to Lancaster.
Who exactly is he?
He's a miracle worker.
A healer, a prophet.
This Jesus is a rebel.
Everything Jesus does points to love.
Seen by nearly 1 million people in its debut year, the original stage production is returning for one last encore season. Jesus, live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. More information is available at sight-sound.com.
Just realizing, wow, that the Lord's invited us into this work. And that's for anybody maybe who's listening. Maybe the Lord's inviting someone out there or many people out there to be part. It's just such an incredible God-given opportunity and time. And so if that's the case, then just go for it because it will just change your life forever.
888-249-5222. I love that little cut from Drew Ann, Don, because Drew Ann was somebody who was driving around one evening and heard about Heart for Lebanon on the radio and then ended up taking a trip, getting her church involved, and boy, has really changed her life being involved with what God is doing. And that's the opportunity we're trying to present to you this afternoon. You're not listening by mistake today. Can I tell you that? God has you listening at this appointed moment because it might be a moment just like it was for Drew Ann, that he's calling you to do something really unbelievable in a very troubled part of the world. Your gift of $29 a month right now is going to help provide Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for a refugee family of six. That's an entire family living in a tent settlement in Lebanon. It's just 98 cents a day. Will you be part of what God's doing there? 888-249-5222. If you're one of those people that doesn't like to get on the phone, my wife's one of those people, never likes to talk to anybody on the phone, barely will talk to me, Don, sometimes. But anyway, if you're one of those folks, or maybe you're too busy to just get on the phone, go online. You can make this gift in just a couple of moments at WAVA.com. Don, I am so excited about the opportunity that we have together partnering with you. We're trying to take care of 115 families. Now, I want to break that down. There's about 30 families in each refugee, average, about 30 families in each refugee tent settlement that we take care of. So what we've got the opportunity to do is to sort of place a stake in the ground, a WAVA stake in the ground for Christ, that is, right, and own four of these refugee tent settlements together. I can't think of anything more exciting, because when I tell you there are more Muslims coming to Christ and God is moving like any other time in our generation, I don't know that I can adequately explain it. And here is our opportunity. Imagine sitting at the dinner table tonight and being able to tell your family, hey, we took a family. We've got a family. I would love it if this next, before the top of the hour, it would be great if we could take care of the next five families and really get this thing started. Again, that's just 98 cents a day at 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. Can I tell you about Kaylee? Kaylee, this little girl, man, I mean, she has been through some unbelievable circumstances. You know, war and terror, like so many families there, forced them from their home. By the way, one thing that's forgotten, I think, oftentimes when we talk about the effects of the Syrian war, we forget that a lot of these people had really regular lives. I mean, I've met their Don professionals, dentists, doctors, mechanics, people who had good jobs, big homes. There was a lot of land in Syria. And literally, we've met people where they got a knock on the door and we're told, you got 15 minutes to get out and we're going to start firing. Well, Kaylee was like a lot of other families. They got forced from their home. They went through terrible conditions to get to Lebanon. And now here they are living in a farmer's field. Dirt and disease everywhere. No bathrooms, no running water. We met Kaylee and her family when we were distributing monthly food portions. They depend on Heart for Lebanon month after month for those basic needs. And the injuries that Kaylee's parents experienced on their way to Lebanon have made it so they can't work. They couldn't even work in a farmer's field if they wanted to. There's not a lot to look forward to for Kaylee, except when that Hope on Wheels, Heart for Lebanon Hope on Wheels educational fund truck comes in. We do that about every other week in the refugee tent settlements, and she just loves Game Time and the Bible lessons that happen there. About the third week that we came in, that she started attending, Kaylee asked one of our leaders who Jesus was. And the leaders were kind of taken back, Don, because they hadn't even started the Bible lesson yet. The question surprised them. And they said, so why are you asking about Jesus right now? And Kaylee said, because there's got to be somebody who loves you, because you treat us differently. Wow. You treat us differently. There's something different about you. And that day, Kaylee came to faith in Jesus Christ. And since then, her father, her mother, and her four other family members, cousins living in that tent, they're all believers. So you ask yourself today, what can 98 cents do? That's what 98 cents a day can do. It can change eternity. It can sustain hope for a family who so desperately needs to know that Jesus loves them.
Folks, it's so easy to do it. 888-249-5222. Again, 888-249-5222. I know I've, through the years, been told I say the number too fast, so I'm slowing it down. 888-249-5222. And if you're near your computer, WAVA.com, you'll see a banner there that you can just click on that, make your gift there. And you can be part of a ministry that really is doing the work of the Lord. I mean, that's a phrase we use, but this is God's work. This is God's passion. This is God's heart. I've often said the Lord Jesus himself reflected it in his own ministry, and the scripture's full of it from one end of it to the other, that there are at least two things very heavy on the heart of God. One is the poor and the needy. And the second thing is the children. Those were major issues with God from the Old Testament all the way through. And then exacerbate the situation with a war like the Syrian war, and you can imagine how heavy the heart of God is. And I remember years ago reading of a guy who said, you know, for years I kept saying, well, why does God let this stuff happen? And where's God when all this is going on? Earthquakes and famines and wars and all that and all the suffering. And then he said, as I got closer to God and God began to be able to speak to me, instead of me indicting God, God simply quietly said to me, where have you been? Where are you? Mm-hmm. And that's the point, isn't it, Tom? That's really the point.
That's the whole point of the whole thing. Can you imagine everything you just mentioned? You got the war, breaks the heart of God. You have children that are breaking the heart of God. You have famine. They're all living at or below the extreme poverty line, breaking the heart of God. And we have the answer. We can restore hope. We can restore dignity. We can restore their dreams and their purpose for another future. How? By introducing them to Jesus Christ. And all it is $29 a month. Allows us to be the hands, and we like to say the voice of Jesus Christ, because we just don't give them something. We actually tell them about Jesus. We try to show them what Jesus is really like. It's a radical way of doing ministry unconditionally. Remember, these kids have nothing to do. Inside Syria, they probably never would have heard of the gospel of Jesus Christ. All of a sudden, they're in Lebanon. No desire to go to Lebanon except for, I got to get away from this bombing. I can tell you the story about Peter at our next break, because it's a little long, but I can tell you about Peter who came to Lebanon with absolutely nothing. Came and took a month to get there in bare feet. Who's going to help them? If we don't do this, the radical groups already are. When I was there last, 15 young men are walking the streets protesting the West. They're being paid $25 a day to protest by radical groups. Yet we have the answers, and we can step up and make a huge difference for the positive, for the good in these kids.
We have time for you to tell that powerful story that you shared with me just
good.
just before we came on the air, the one about the mother who held $500 in one hand,
yep,
and her looked across the room at her children in the other. Tell that story.
Well, I was in May, I was in Lebanon sitting in the tent in the Baca Valley, and they're literally oversized Boy Scout tents. We're sitting there on an old rough concrete floor, and the mom said to me, I'm so thankful for Heart for Lebanon that somebody can help Heart for Lebanon help me. And I said, what do you mean? She said, well, for years, about 2 years, I was a recipient of food aid, of family care. And my two children were in your educational program, part of your children's at-risk activities. And she said, then I had a guy show up at my door, mom with children, no man in the house. Guy shows up and says, I'll give you everything that Heart for Lebanon is giving you plus $500 a month cash. When you're living at the extreme poverty line, what would you do? I'd like to think I wouldn't take it, but she took it. Little did she know that that was an Islamic nonprofit from the UK. And she had to move to a different camp. And over time, a short period of time, like 2 weeks, the kids became mad and angry and became fighting with each other and fighting everything and just arguing. And one day she stood in her camp and she said, gave me this illustration. She said, in my left hand, I had $500. Over in the right side of my face, I could see my kids fighting with each other. And do I want $500 and lose my kids, or do I want my kids to be sold out and different personality and lose the $500? She took that $500 and put it on the fire and burned it. Came back to our camp, and the kids now are reinstated in our school system. And if you saw them, like I did in May, they're turning their life around positive. We added dignity. We added the love of Christ. It's the environment that we build. We like to call it, we build faith-defining environments where Jesus can prosper, where kids can learn. These are bright young men and women for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Give us the offer and the challenge once again. We'll take the break, Jack.
Well, we've been talking about just 98 cents a day. $29 a month helps provide Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for this refugee family of six. 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com. Listen, you may be hearing about Heart for Lebanon for the very first time and thinking, well, I don't know that monthly investment. I don't know if I can commit to that. That's okay, right? We can take care of this family. Every $29 gift takes care of one of those months. So maybe you could consider giving a gift of $116. That would take care of 4 months for this family. Whatever you can do, I want you to be a part of what God is doing in a very troubled part of the world. I'm going to tell you right now, you'll never get over the blessing of it. And God will honor and multiply your gift. I've seen it played out hundreds of times in Lebanon. 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222. A really quick phone call or very fast online at WAVA.com.
This is the Entertainment Answer. How did actor Jake Gyllenhaal feel stepping onto the set of the new Spider-Man film to play Mysterio?
It was exciting. I didn't realize how intimidating the journey would be or how big this movie was going to be until I came on set the first day. But I was also surrounded by a group of people who were very loving and inclusive and allowed me to sort of slowly warm up into the process.
Spider-Man Far From Home, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale, a mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about. Investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group. Serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
On September 27, 2011, WAVA-FM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until October 1, 2019. Our license will expire on October 1, 2019. We must file an application for license renewal with the FCC by June 3, 2019. When filed, a copy of this application will be available online via the station's online public inspection file for public inspection. It contains information concerning the station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether the station is operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the FCC by September 1, 2019. Further information concerning the Commission's broadcast license renewal process is available via the station's online public inspection file, available at publicfiles.fcc.gov, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
The Beltway Interloop between the Dulles Toll Road and the I-270 spur is jammed. Also on the Beltway Interloop, after University Boulevard, an accident has been moved to the right shoulder, but you're still at a crawl from Old Georgetown Road. Now, within that delay, there is also an accident at Georgia Avenue. The Beltway Interloop between the 95 Interchange and Pennsylvania Avenue jammed on and off, and the outer loop between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard also seeing slow traffic. This report is sponsored by Safeway. One in four people has some form of disability, making it more difficult for them to face the challenges of life. The Safeway Foundation is asking for your donation to support people with disabilities. I'm Taylor Shea with traffic on WAVA.
Comfortable tonight under a mainly clear, starlit sky. Low 61 outside the Beltway and 69 in the district. Turning hot and more humid tomorrow, partly sunny, I-94, warm but sticky tomorrow night, mainly clear, lows 72 to 76. Wednesday, partly sunny, hot and humid, with the thunderstorm at spots of the afternoon and evening, I-94. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Ars.
Hey folks, I want to remind you, in fact, not remind you, tell you. I meant to say it earlier, but we have $8,000 of matching fund money available right now from our good friends at Passport Auto Group stores, which means when you call, whatever you give up to that $8,000 is going to be doubled. So you want to remember that. We'll be giving the number again in a moment, but just keep that in mind. And we're going to see some pretty exciting things happen as you open your heart and open your wallet, if you will. Art for Lebanon, 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, WAVA.com online. Jack Hibbard here with me, and also Tom Adama. And Jack, take us once again to Syria and really what we're talking about here.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've had the opportunity to be in that troubled part of the world many times over the last couple of years, many visits to the country of Lebanon. But honestly, Don, I don't think I'll ever forget my first trip, because it's there I met a little girl by the name of Rahaf. This little beautiful girl spent, believe it or not, 5 days in a cave as she and her family ran from the horrors of war in Syria. We've seen, I know lots of us have seen pictures of some of the stuff that's happened there. And this little girl came from Aleppo. That's one of the places where I know we've seen a lot of photographs over the years of the terrible things that have happened to the people there in Syria. Well, Rahaf came from Aleppo. It was an awful, horrifying situation. But I got to tell you something. Rahaf, Don, was one of the happiest kids I've ever met. It was really incredible. I remember she came running across the playground at the Hope Center in the Bekaa Valley in the middle of a bunch of kids playing. Now, you know, she knew, obviously, we were from America, but what you're about to hear was unsolicited. Well, let me back up. What you're about to hear is me recording her saying something that she said to me unsolicited. I want you to listen very closely to this. But I think you'll hear through the book, Broken English, the changed life that's happened in Rahaf.
Hello, my name is Zahar. I'm 14 years old, and I live in Delhamia. And I moved to Lebanon because of the war. My home fell down. I thank God for Lebanon because he learned me about Jesus. Jesus changed me for this. I love Jesus so much.
I think you could hear that, right? She said, I love Heart for Lebanon because Heart for Lebanon learned me about Jesus, and Jesus changed me. And you could see it, Don, in the middle of really some terrible, terrible circumstance. This little girl, like I said, not only left the horrifying effects of war and all that trauma that obviously she had, but she lives in a farmer's field with literally dirt and disease everywhere. I mean, I don't think I can adequately paint a picture for people as to the conditions that these folks are living in, well below the poverty line. And yet, here she is with a big smile on her face talking about her newfound faith in Jesus. And I got to tell you, folks, I think Rahaf is a great example of the impact of your monthly investment to Heart for Lebanon. You know, we found Rahaf in that tent settlement, first providing the essentials that were needed for her family to survive, and then we started a relationship with that family and with her that gave us an opportunity to share the gospel, and her life has been forever changed. Her despair has been turned to hope thanks to folks like you. $29 a month sustains hope for a family of six, and as you help Heart for Lebanon provide food, Christian education, and essentials for survival, lives are changed. You know, perhaps you could be even more generous today. Maybe you realize, look, God's been really good to me. Maybe you could do $87 a month. That would take care of three families. Can you imagine taking care of 18 hurting refugees right now? Whatever God's laying on your heart, make the gift by calling 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222. Or online at WAVA.com. We've got a little goal now, between now and the top of the hour, to take care of five families. Every $29 a month investment, we'll take care of one of those families for an entire year. Will you make the call right now?
And Tom, we're going to hear the story of Peter after this next break, because we have more time coming up in the next segment. But talk about how Heart for Lebanon ever ended up doing what it's doing, because as I recall, this was not your original mission, was it?
No, I started going to Lebanon in 2001, teaching biblical servant leadership to pastors and missionaries from Syria, Jordan, Iraq, and Lebanon. 285 of them did it for 14 years. Every 6 months, I'd show up for a couple days and pour my life into them and do Q&A and have a great time. But then in 2006, our conference coordinator, Camille Melke, was with me, and the news came on and said that Hezbollah started to take two Israeli soldiers from the border, and then we had a new war on our hands. Once again, Lebanon was drawn into a war with no fault of the people of Lebanon, but because of the circumstances of Lebanon.
And I looked at Camille and I simply said to him, how long are you going to be the president of a Bible school that's doing a terrific job? And how long am I teaching biblical servant leadership before we do something practical for your people? And what happened at that day after the old proverbial napkin was, we want to make a practical difference, not just a difference in their humanitarian aid, not just a difference in whatever it is, but we want to be a natural response. We want them to see our compassionate heart because Jesus was compassionate to us. And so we want to share with them in an unconditional, holistic way by building faith-defining environments that Jesus Christ is their Savior, can be their Lord, can be their Master. And so it's not just about bringing them to faith, it's discipling so that there can be an indigenous mission force to go back and reach their own people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what Heart for Lebanon's all about.
Folks, that tells you as succinctly and clearly as we can how wise your kingdom investment is in this ministry. Heart for Lebanon, rooted deeply in the gospel, but getting the message, as Tom just put it, that we're not just building the disciples, but what are we going to do about all the other brokenness outside? What are we going to do about a huge Muslim population that is more ripe for reaping than it's ever been, as Jack was telling us a bit ago? So it's such a strategic gift. Yes, Christian education, food essentials for survival for a family of six when you give that $29 a gift, a month gift. But it only happens when you pick the phone up and call 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, or give online at WAVA.com. Stay with us. We have a lot more to share.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks open the new week with moderate gains, the Dow Industrials rising 117 points. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 rose 22 to notch a new record high close, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite climbed 85, or 1.1%. Apple gained 1.8%, while chipmakers Micron Technology and AMD jumped 4% and 2.75%, respectively. The youngest son of Walmart founder Sam Walton reportedly donated $1.2 billion of the retailer's stock last week. The recipient of Jim Walton's 11.2 million share donation wasn't disclosed, but Bloomberg notes that he and other relatives have regularly donated to the Walton Family Foundation, whose causes include education and the environment. Meanwhile, there's word today Berkshire Hathaway's Warren Buffett is giving $3.6 billion worth of Berkshire shares to five foundations, including the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Oil futures finished moderately higher today. August crude up 1.1%. That's Your Money Now.
Baseball season is in full swing. It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Gofran and Khalid are refugee brothers, orphaned when their father was killed and their mother abandoned them during the Syrian war. Now they live in a farmer's field in Lebanon with dirt and disease everywhere. But every other week, when Heart for Lebanon's Hope on Wheels educational fun truck shows up, they're usually right on the front row, singing worship songs and reciting Bible verses. In the middle of despair, Gofran and Khalid are finding hope in Jesus. But this only happens as you give. $29 a month will bring Christian education, food, and survival essentials to boys like this and their family. Call 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222, or give online at WAVA.com. For just 98 cents a day, you can help a refugee family of six for an entire year. Click the Heart for Lebanon banner at WAVA.com or call 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222.
Hi, this is Chris Craddock with the REDUX Group at Keller Williams. And last year we sold 230 homes in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C.
But as a dad of six and fellow WAVA listener, I understand it's important to decrease risk. So I personally guarantee that if we can't sell your home in 58 days, I will buy it. We'd be honored to serve your family. So please call 703-429-9778. Again, 703-429-9778 or visit chriscraddick.com.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, folks, want to remind you once again, we have $8,000 of matching fund money available through the generosity of Passport Auto Group stores. It'll double your gift, whatever it is. We'll give you the number to call in just a moment. Making a difference in the world with a simple gift of $29 a month. Come on, folks. I mean, talk about leverage. You know, you can't really take your kids to McDonald's for 29 bucks for a one-time around the horn, so to speak. You know that, and you're a generous audience. You've given so generously through the years, and this is another of those occasions when we get to partner with a really strong, legitimate, deeply gospel-rooted ministry known as Heart for Lebanon. And as a matter of fact, Tom Adama, one of the co-founders of that ministry, is right here with me in the studio, along with Jack Hippard. And you were going to tell us a story about Peter.
Hey, Don, I sure am. And Peter is one of the stories that I love to tell because it represents a whole lot of stories. Maybe 95% of the stories follow this same unfortunate route because Peter comes from Syria. And we have the young men and women stand up in front of other young men and women and share their story because it helps with their emotional healing. We want to deal with their physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. So Peter got up in front of his group of peers, and he started to say, like most of our kids say, hey, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. The bomb went off. The building came down around us, our apartment complex. I watched my grandmother, my grandfather, my father, and 2 of my older siblings all die in front of me. My mom came in her nightgown and pulled my sister and I out of that rubble in our bare feet, and we took about a month to walk into Lebanon. Not sure how we made it, but we made it here. With absolutely nothing, zero, except for the night clothes on our back. Heart for Lebanon helped us with some family care to sustain life and put us here in the educational program and children's activities, and we're very thankful for that. The teacher looked at Peter and said, Peter, what do you want to be when you grow up? What's your dream? He said, my dream, what I want to be when I grow up, is to be a terrorist. I want to revenge my great-great-grandfather's death by the infidels. Now, when Peter told us the story a year and a half ago, he was 9 years of age. But he's been going to school since age 5, not to learn academics, not to learn character traits, not to learn leadership skills, not to learn the Bible, but to learn how to shoot a gun to kill somebody. And that's what he went to school for every day, 5 days a week. His father and grandfather made sure that he went to school to be a radical group. If you met Peter today, and I hope you come with me sometime to Lebanon and do that, you'll see a real smile on Peter's face, and if you ask him, Peter, what do you want to be when you grow up? He'll tell you he wants to be a peace officer. Not sure if that's a police officer or a pastor, but he will tell you this, and this is a direct quote. What I want to do is go back to my people and share with them the love of Jesus Christ, because Jesus changed me, and he could change the people in my country as well. That's what your investment of $29 a month does. It changes people like Peter. Radical groups are training these young men and women for Christ. And I'll keep saying it. If we as Christians, this is unacceptable. This is horrendous that we're allowing this to take place. Because we will clean up the mess one way or another that the radical groups are going to make. And I would rather put my $29 with my wife, and I have taken a couple families, and help them find Christ as their Savior. Give them the opportunity to change their life. Give them an opportunity to be a missionary for Jesus Christ to their own people group. There's nobody better than to reach the children with the gospel of Jesus Christ than people like Peter. And this, today, is our Esther moment for this generation.
Time to call is right now, folks. powerful, powerful opportunity to reach into a troubled area and literally bring change that is eternal. 888-249-5222. Your gift of $29 a month, providing Christian education, food, essentials for survival for a refugee family of six. That's less than a dollar a day, 98 cents a day. Come on. 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222. Online at our website, wava.com. There's a banner. You can click on that and you can make your gift there.
Ellen was depressed, angry, and living in despair, a long way from the home she loved.
At first, we had stability in Syria. But after the war started, I lived in fear every day for myself and my family. We wanted to stay, but soon realized that we had no choice but to escape and leave our home.
Millions of refugees have faced the same reality of having to escape in the face of war and terrorism. For Ellen, this change proved more difficult than she ever imagined.
Traveling for miles by foot, trying to escape with all my children was very dangerous. We lived in daily fear of ISIS ambushing us on the roads, and that journey was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
What Ellen never expected, though, was what awaited her and her family once they reached the refugee camp. It was there that she met Heart for Lebanon.
More than anything, I wanted my children to have an education, to be cared for and feel safe. And the Heart for Lebanon team showed me great compassion. Through their kindness, God began to change my own heart. I'm no longer angry or depressed.
Ellen and her family also finally heard, for the first time, the clear truth of the gospel.
We had heard about Jesus, but never learned about him. This is the most important thing to happen to me, to know Jesus. I didn't know Jesus as a savior, and now I come every month to Bible study and learn about the love of God. It is very different in Islam. We lived in fear. Christianity has taught me about love.
And Ellen's kids, like so many other refugee children, have responded to the gospel and received Christ as their Savior. Despair turned to hope. You make this happen when you give to Heart for Lebanon. A monthly investment of $29 will sustain hope for a refugee family of six by providing Christian education, food, and survival essentials. Please know this. When you give today, lives will be changed. Thanks for being as generous as you can.
And you can do that right now with a phone call to this toll-free number, 888-249-5222. One more time, 888-249-5222. If you prefer to give online, we're all set up for you there. Just go to wava.com. You'll see a Heart for Lebanon banner. Click on that and make your gift there. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is a special alert for Americans who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes. Get ready for a toll-free hotline number. Call and get free information on how to take advantage of new initiatives that could significantly reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. Call Stop IRS Debt today at 800-893-8907. Learn how you can start all by using a proven A-plus BBB-rated tax system that negotiates with the IRS for you. If you haven't filed returns in years or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get tax relief. The government is ready to work out a generous program that can resolve your tax debt quickly. Be warned, this situation won't last forever and your tax debt will only get worse if you don't act now. Do not try to handle it yourself. Call Stop IRS Debt now for free information. 800-893-8907. That's 800-893-8907. 800-893-8907.
Are you curious about investing on your own? Ready to take a small step to make that happen? I want to invite you to join Tradeway for a powerful two-day event called Step One Start Your Journey, where you'll gain a strong foundation for how to trade in the stock market. You'll leave the event equipped with the knowledge, support, and confidence it takes to start trading on your own. And you don't need any previous experience to take this class. Come learn incredible techniques for how to protect your retirement and savings and see the potential for earning higher returns than your financial advisor. What if this two-day class changed everything for your family? Come give it a try. It's a great step towards reaching your biggest goals.
Join us at the National Conference Center, Leesburg, July 12th and 13th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
As parents and grandparents, we would love to have our children in Christian school. But financially, it's tough. That's why WAVA Radio is partnering with select Christian schools throughout the greater D.C. area to offer a limited number of half-priced Christian school tuitions. These tuitions are literally half off the regular price of tuition. Learn more and see the list of schools at WAVA.com. Click on the school bus or call WAVA and talk to us about your options for saving half on tuition. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's Dr. Charles Stanley.
Our true identity is that you and I are in Christ Jesus. You and I have been saved by the unmerited, undeserved favor of God the Father through His Son as He died at Calvary. That's the way we are saved.
Hear the series, Discovering Our True Identity, this week on In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley.
Weekdays at 8:30 a.m. on WAVA.
Straight from Scripture. That's what a trip to the Holy Land is. It's far more than a typical vacation. It's a place where, tucked away amid windswept deserts and rocky cliffs, is a journey into the origins of belief, where we can connect with the depth and power of our relationship with Jesus Christ. A trip to the Holy Land is a once-in-a-lifetime experience to a place that gives visual dimension to our faith. Register today and let's experience Israel together. Go to WAVA.com, keyword Israel, or call me, Dennis Williams, at 703-807-2211.
Virtues are instilled in your children with laughter, not lectures. On the next Focus on the Family, Courtney DeFeo will share how you can increase gratitude, generosity, and joy in your children. It's a practical program for parents on the next Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Monday at 4:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 8:30 p.m. on WAVA.
Triple 8-249-5222. Your gift of $29 a month provides an amazing thing: Christian education, food essentials for survival for a family of six in a troubled region of the world, Syria and Lebanon, and that whole region. We're going to talk more about it throughout this campaign. But your gift's going to make a difference, and Jack and Tom are here to help us understand how vital your giving is.
Well, and when you talk about making a difference, you know, Tom was talking a couple of moments ago about Peter and the difference that has happened in his life. We were talking to children recently. You know, every year, Don, at the end of our school year at our Hope Center, we ask the kids to tell about a defining moment in their life. And I want to read something. I also want to play something real quick before our next break. This came from Shana. This is what she wrote. Listen to this. We were in Syria. We knew nothing about Christ the Lord. But when we came to Lebanon, I joined Heart for Lebanon School, and it's there I got to know that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and He can save my sin, and that whoever worships Him will have eternal life. That's what your investment does. And it does in the lives of little girls like this. Listen to this. This is one of our little girls in our Hope Center reciting a passage of Scripture from the book of Hosea. Listen.
Who is wise? Let them realize these things. Who is discerning? Let them understand. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them.
The righteous walk in them. The ways of the Lord are right. Folks, that's someone who's given her heart to Jesus Christ. But that only happens as you give. That gift of $29 a month is going to help provide that Christian education, food, and essentials for not just that one little girl, but it's going to provide for the entire refugee family of six. And like Don said earlier, it's just under a dollar a day, 98 cents a day. I've got to confess, I spend 98 cents every day and don't even think about it. I did it this morning buying my cup of coffee, which was probably twice the price of that. So what's the value of one of these little boys or girls? I think it's at least that, right? 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. Listen, we're looking for five people before the top of the hour to take care of the next five families. You do that with every $29 a month gift. We've had one of those taken care of, so now it's just you and four others to the phones at 888-249-5222. If you can't make that monthly investment, be as generous as you can when you dial 888-249-5222, or you can give online. It's safe, it's quick, it's easy. WAVA.com, just click the Heart for Lebanon banner.
Inspiration and encouragement every morning, noon, and night, sent directly to your inbox. Sign up for free devotionals at crosswalk.com. Crosswalk.com.
Don't miss In Touch with Charles Stanley weekday mornings at 8:30 on life-changing talk radio WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington. Changing W.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.